Oh, that's the last man the Yom of the Mishnah. The Reb Shimon said, "Afilu Boritz." Even if the sefer rolled one side onto the Rishus HaRavim, still you're allowed to roll it up to bring it up to you in the Rishus HaYochid, because since there's only an Issum of the Rabbanon here, the Rabbanon didn't make the Xeris V'mokim Kisvi HaKodesh. So if you can tell me now, the Reish is also talking about like that, that the Iskup is a Rishus HaYochid, and in front it rolled one side, rolled into Rishus HaRavim, so it's Zichel Osim and the Rabbanon to do it. Still, the Mishnah said this Mutter, Mishum Kisvi HaKodesh, is the Chumah that goes according to Reb Shimon. So if what is the sefer the Mishnah say? We have Yehuda line there, Afilo Einem Esulik Minaret Ele Mole Machid. Yehuda says no. It's only mutter to roll up the sefer if it didn't reach the ground yet. As long as it's only mamisha a needle away from the ground, it's mutter. But if it reached the ground, then you can't roll it up. Rabbi Shimon in there, Afilu Baras Atzma Golo Yetzli. No, even if the other side of the sefer rolled down to the ground, to the Rishus Rabin, it's Mamish Mumich on the ground, still you're allowed to roll it up to you. Because since it's only Yasim in the Rabbonin, because one side is always in your hand, so it's only Yasim in the Rabbonin, Rabbi Shimon treat there is, Rabbonin didn't make the Xeris, the Mokim Bizoin of Kisra Kodesh. Here's the Chura, then the Mishnah of Bissamadna, Reisha the sefer Rabbi Shimon. The way we're saying now, the Reisha, the Mishnah, the first case in the Mishnah, is also Rabbi Shimon. Because we're talking about an Iskupa platform now that is a Rishus HaYochid, and in front of it is a Rishus HaRabim, and still we're saying, even though the one side reached the ground, still you're allowed to roll it up. The Chura, that's only according to Rabbi Shimon. Of the right, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Or Mitzios to Rabbi Yehuda. And the middle of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Bissamadna. Like, why does it say at the beginning, the first sheet of Reb Shimon, and then interrupt with Reb Yehuda's Shita? It should have said it all together. So this is the modern pshat. And the Gemara Amar Reb Yehuda, so the Amoira Reb Yehuda says like this, Enoch Nami says, in, Reishir v'sefer Reb Shimon, Mitzuyasa Reb Yehuda. That's not so shrewd. Enoch Nami can say like that. The beginning and the end of our Mishnah goes according to the Shita's Reb Shimon, that even though one side of the sefer Mamish fell into the Rishas Rabin, and it's awesome in the Rabbanon to roll it up, but still, it's mutter mishum kisvi hakodesh. And the mitziyasa, the middle of the mitzvah, says no. If it came within 10 tvachim, or else it didn't reach the ground, that's when it's mutter. But if it reached the ground, it's aser, that's not a libud Reb Shimon. Enoch Nami, the beginning and the end goes according to Reb Shimon, and the middle of Mishnah doesn't go according to Reb Shimon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, wants to answer. Rabbi Lama Rabbi says no. I'll tell you, no, it's not, the ratio doesn't have to go according to Reb Shimon. The Reisha goes according to everybody. What's Pshana Reisha then? Why is it Mutter? Rabbi Rama Hocha V'Iskupa HaNedresa Saskinyan. We're talking about this stoop. It's like right in front of your house. That everybody walks over the stoop. It's a stoop that people walk over it in the dresses. So, Umishum V'Zoyin Kisvi HaKodesh Shari Rabbonim. Now here it's Mamash a tremendous V'Zoyin. That you have a safe, imagine you have a Chumash that rolled out over the front stoop of your house. That everybody walks, when you go out of your house and come into your house, you walk over the front step. So that front step is a tremendous bizoyin to have the sefer lying on it. Therefore here the Rabbanu will make him. The Rabbanu will make him to say, you're allowed to roll up the sefer to you. That's the ratio. And this goes according to everybody. Now the rest of the Mishnah is talking about that you have this sefer on top of your roof, and it rolled down. Now roll down just means it's rolling down, that's all. Nobody's stamping on it, nobody's tripping, stepping on it. So there, it's machlokes, how much they were makel. There, Reb Shimon says, even that is called a bizoyinus mutim. And Reb Yehuda says, no, since nobody stepping on it, there's not a bizoyin. But the ratio of the Mishnah talking about a scoopa means the first stoop of your house that everybody walks over, that's a tremendous bizoyin to have the sefer there. So therefore, about this only yosim of the Rabbanan to roll it up, we're talking about one side is still in your hand, just the other side went to the Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to roll it up now, mishum bizoyin, kisvi HaKodesh. Here everybody holds Rabbanan, hold the smutter. The Rashi says, "Hanedresses liyolam iskupa rishus yochid." We're talking about this first stoop is rishus yochid. Avo the dresses, the ragli harabim averes derech lo. A lot of people walk over this stoop. Avo mokim the dresses ragli v'neyodim oindim ika bizoyin kisvi hakodesh. It's a tremendous bizoyin to let the sefer be there. Olachi shayu yilagoyol yetzloi ledomu the curve of the god. Here was a tremendous bizoyant to let it be on something you step over. So here the Rabbanu will make all that you'll have to roll it up. Mashenken Stam fell off the roof and is just hanging down the side of the house. That's not such a big design there. There we say if one side reached the ground, you're not allowed to roll it up. So you have to just turn it upside and turn it over that the ksav is facing the inside wall. That's not such a big design. This is Rabbi's teretz. For the more Eisvei Abaye, Abaye has a kasha to Rabbi. Eisvei Abaye, as the bride says Alochom, the now Mishna toich dal danis gerloi etzloi. Even in the Reish of Al-Mishnah, that's talking about the Eskupa, there's still a bright that says a chilik. That when is it mutter to roll up the Sefer? Only if it only fell away within Dalad Amis. But if it rolled away from you more than Dalad Amis, then it's also to roll it up. Then you have to leave it there and just hoifchay al-aksav, just turn it upside down, that the letters are facing the wall, so it's not such a big design. That's what a bright says. Now the kasher is, V'yam Rippi Yiskupa Nidretta Saskinon, if it goes like you rabba, that we're talking about this stoop, is a stoop that people step on, it's mamish a tremendous bizoyin, or bizoy mali teich dal damis, mali chutz dal damis. Might not mean if it rolled, the other side rolled away from you, dal damis, or it didn't roll away from you, dal damis. Might not mean that. And this yidir aysa for sure does not, because one side is always in your hand. So since the whole chavis didn't leave your hand, there's no issur midiraisa in rolling it up. So it's only issur midirabbanan. So what do I care if it rolled away more than Dalad Amis, less than Dalad Amis? If the svara where we're saying it's mutter is because it went over such a stoop that everybody steps on and it's a tremendous design to the sefer, so it should be mutter. Whether it went Dalad Amis or not, minus kamina, it should be mutter in both cases. So there's a kash according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, why does the brisa say more than Dalad Amis is also? Why should it be yosur more than Dalad Amis? Where's the bizoyin? I mean, it's still a big bizoyin here. The Rashi says, Mali chutz li'abba, ho kula shvusi. It's only an issur of the Rabbanan here. The oivde biyodei, about one side of the sefer is in your hand, there's no issur d'oraisa. Of azoy mali mavra da'adamas m'shusha rabbin, mali matas m'shusha rabbin l'iskupa r'shusha yochid. Do kishoris lo mishum yoivde biyodei. Amonashok, you're not doing more than an issur of the Rabbanan here. Because whether it rolled away Dalad Amis or not, you're still picking it up from Rosh Hashanah Rabin to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And it's only Osim and Rabbonin. Or there's a Bizoyin here, it should be Mutter in both cases. What's the difference? So the Mora Elo Am Rabbaya. Sabaya says this Bipshat here. Elo Am Rabbaya. Hocha Biyaskupa Karmelus Askinin. No, we're talking about this front stump, this front step is not 10 Tvachim high. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's only, let's say, 5 or 6 Tvachim high. So therefore, it's only a karmelis. It has to be more than 3 tefachim, but something more than 3 tefachim up until 10, 5, 6, 7 tefachim high, which is rochev, dalad by dalad, is called a karmelis. That's what we're talking about. This is scoop is only a karmelis. Trashi is scoop of karmelis, roch bar abo, it's taka wide 4 tefachim, but it's not 10 tefachim high. For chutzal or reshus rabin. True, in front of this is a reshus rabin. Well, if nimhe mena reshus yochin. And in back of you is your house. So as you're walking out from your house onto this front step, but this front step is not 10 tefachim high, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's only a karmelis. And in front of that is Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That's what we're talking about here. If you scoop a karmelis askini, Rosh Hashanah Rabin, or veras lefoner. Now, teich da'odamis, if it only fell away from you, da'odamis, then it's mutter to roll it up. Why? D'inofel. Because even if the whole thing would fall out of your hands completely onto the ground in the front of the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, O'maisileh, and you would carry it on top of this askupa, on top of this a step, which is a karmelis, lo yosel de'chiv chatis, you would not be doing an issi d'oraisa. Because since it's less than dalad amis away from you, so you're carrying in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin less than dalad amis. Now what do you care? We are carrying it from Rosh Hashanah Rabin onto this karmelis. That's mutter midiraisa. So midiraisa, you're not doing any yisurim. So even if the whole thing would fall out of your hand, midiraisa would be mutter to bring it up. Therefore, sharvul rabbonin. Therefore, even though it should be yosim midirabbonin, but mishum bizoyin, how could this rabbonin will make it? That if the sefer only fell within dalad amos away from you, so therefore, since one side is in your hand, you'll let it roll it up, bring it close to you. Because there's no tzad to be over nisir midiraisa. Ma'ashen kein chutz liyarbamis. Let's say the other side of the sefer rolled away from you, dalad amis. It rolled 4 amis into the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Now here, di maisi lei, also de chiv chatis. Let's say the whole sefer would roll that far. And even the side that's in your hand would leave your hand, and both sides of the whole sefer would go away from you, dalad amis. Now how would you get it back to you? You have to pick it up and walk dalad amis through the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And that's an issur d'oraisa. So since it's possible to be over the Issa D'Raisa when it rolls away Dal Damis, is L'Sharu L'Rabbonim. The Rabbonim will not makel. Even now we're talking about that one side is in your hand still, so there's still no Issa D'Raisa, but the Rabbonim made Xerim. Even though one side is in your hand, the Rabbonim will go, you can't roll it up, because maybe you'll do the same thing when the whole thing leaves your hand. And if it went away Dal Damis, then you'll have to carry it back four Amos through the Shas Rabbim, that would be an Issa D'Raisa. So therefore, since it's possible to be over this deraisa, the Rabbanim weren't makel. Rashi, umaisilei mishus rabbin yiskupa is en ken chiyav chatis. The afilu ainoy to be other, the mishus rabbin the karmelis mayel. If it's less than dal damis, all you're doing is carrying it from mishus rabbin to a karmelis, which is mutter. Mashenken chayav chatis shemaver av ramas mishus rabbin. If your mamish carries something four ramas in mishus rabbin, you chayav chatis. So tayahoch odoy to be other. Here, that it's attached to your hand, l'sharu l'chachila. Here the Rabbonim, though, were not mekel. It's even though it's only an issa the Rabbonim, still the Rabbonim were machmir. Agzera, maybe you'll fall out completely into the issa Rabbin, and you'll have to carry it back. Dal damis, you'll be over an issa the Raisa, therefore the Rabbonim were not mekel. Fred Gemari, hochi, if that's the case, teich dal damis nami nigzer. Why don't you make Agzera even teich dal damis? Let's say one side of the sefer, even if it only goes away two amas, it should also be yosir. Why? Dilma maya mershus rabbin mershus yochid. Let's make exerim. If the whole sefer left your hand and the whole thing fell into the mershus rabbin, even if it's only two amas away, let's also be afraid. You're going to pick it up from the mershus rabbin and you carry it true onto the first step, which is only a karmelis, but then you'll change your mind and bring it into your house, into the mershus yochid, which is an issa d'raisa. So why don't we make the gzera? Even though one side is in your hand, and just one side fell two amas into Rishus Rabbin, let's make gzera until the whole thing fell into Rishus Rabbin, and then it's possible to be doing an Issa D'Raisa by carrying from Rishus Rabbin into the Rishus Yochid. Hey, just like you say, if it rolls away four amas, we have gzera. Maybe the whole thing will fall away four amas, and you come to carry Dal Damis. Who are then if it only falls two amas away from you? But let's be choshes, maybe the whole thing will fall out of your hand, and the whole thing will be in the Rishus Rabbin, and you'll come to pick it up, and you'll carry not where you just stop on the first step, but you'll take it into your house. That'll be this to be right, you carry it from Rishus Rabbin into Rishus Yochid. V'chitaymer, maybe you'll answer me. Kiva the Mavsek is karmelis. Les lanvor, since how do you have to walk here? You have to walk from the Rishus Rabbin on top of your step, into the house. So since you have to walk through a karmelis, there wouldn't be an issa d'raisa, because you're walking through like a mokum potim through a d'raisa. So the Gemara name, the Yoma Rova, Rova says the Gemara in Shabbos we had, Hamaver chefetz metchilas arba, l'soif arba. If somebody walks with a chefetz in the Rishus Rabbin, from the beginning of four amas to the end of four amas, ve'viro derech olav, and even though while you're carrying it, you're putting it on top of your head, Derech Olav means the chavis now is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So the chur, which is like a mokum psur. Still yechayiv. Still we say yechayiv. Because since with the mokum you picked it up, to the mokum you put it down, was a way dal damis, you see yechayiv. You don't say since in between you went through a mokum psur, you picked it over your head, which is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, you should be potter. No. The ikur is where was the akira and where was the anocha? Where did you pick it up from and where did you put it down? You picked it up in the Rishus Rabbin and you went with the dal damas and put it down four amas further, you chayiv. It's the same thing here also. If you picked it up in the Rishus Rabbin and you walked through the first step, which is a karmelis, into your house, since the akira was in the Rishus Rabbin and the anocha was in the Rishus Yochid, you'll be chayiv midraisa. So we should have the same zera. Even though it only fell away two amas, let's be guys, you come to carry it into your house. And the Gemara Hochav am I asking on the Eskupa Arucha. We're talking about this first step. This Eskupa is a very long step. It takes a long time till you walk it over. Ah, the Hochav Yochi Midker. That for sure you remember what you're doing. Like, what are we afraid of? Maybe the whole safe will fall out of your hand in the Rishus Rabbin. You'll come to pick it up and walk with it onto the Eskupa, onto your first step. And from there you walk into the house. But since it's a long step, it takes you a few minutes to walk it, you'll zikhi remember that what you're doing is usur. So for sure you won't carry it into your house. You'll like stop there on your scoop of the karmelis, so there wouldn't be an issa d'raisa. That's why we don't make any xeris, maybe if it only falls away two amas. Because for sure, you remember yourself, you catch yourself when you're walking along this long step. The boy of another terrace is like this. Liyelam be a scooper shena rucha. No, they could be talking about the step is not so long. It's a normal step. Aye, the question is then, let's be afraid if the whole thing will fall in Rishus Rabbim and you'll pick it up and carry it straight into your house. The Teretz says, V'stam kisvi HaKodesh iyunim ayin bo. Usually when you pick up the sefer, you look inside it, you learn a little bit. You mind inside it. Umonachlein, you leave it there. In other words, when you pick it up off the Rishus Rabbim and you bring it into your scoop onto your first step, that's the first chance you have to look into the sefer. So as soon as you get the first chance to look into it, V'stam anansad, you look into the sefer. So you'll start learning the sefer in the skupa. So we're not afraid to carry it into your house. You won't get so far in your house, understand? As soon as you pick up a sefer, the first thing you do is start learning it. So in your first step, in your house, right away you start learning it. You'll never get inside your house with it. So we're not afraid you'll come to carry straight into the house. Shashi kimata be a skupa for a yomid bekamlis. That usually you start learning the sefer right away. So in the Shusarab, maybe not. So you walk with the sefer onto your first step. As soon as you get onto your first step, you'll start to mayin. And when you mayin, you can't walk. You have to stand still. So you'll make like a anocha there. So you'll for sure stop on the first step. So there's no gzer you'll come to carry straight into your Shusayochid. That's why if it only fell 2 amas away, there's no shiloh deraisa tzuchamutur. It's only a suffix. If it rolled away 4 amas, then we have the gzerim. Maybe the whole thing will fall away daldamas, and then you come to carry daldamas, you'll be chayiv. Shreti Gemara, name Volechish, Dilma Mayin Bo Rishus Rabin, maybe you'll pick it up in Rishus Rabin. And Faket, as soon as you pick it up, you start to learn the Sefer. So in Rishus Rabin, you'll learn the Sefer. And then when you get finished learning it, V'yayel Olehed, you Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yochid. You'll come straight in from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. And what's your teretz that you don't learn when you first pick it up? No, on the step, who says? When you pick up the sefer in the Rishus Rabin, you learn the sefer there. And when you get finished learning, you'll decide to go straight into your house. So again, you're carrying from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. So maybe there should be Gzeira. Have the Gemara, Hamani ben Azahi. Then our din here, our Mishnah has to go according to Ben Azai. At least it's less brighter. The Omad, Ben Azai says, Mahalach Koy Medomi. When you walk over a Carmelis, over a Mokum Tur, that's the same halach as if you stop there. So here, the sefer fell into Rishus Rabin. Now to get it into your house, you have to walk over this first step. So you're walking from Rishus Rabin through the Carmelis into Rishus Yochid, into your house, into Rishus Yochid. So even though you didn't stop on the step in the Carmelis, but according to Ben Azai Mahalach, even though a person is walking, it's also considered Koymid. It's considered like he stopped. So it's considered like you stopped in the Mokim Ptur Midiraisa, you stopped in the Carmelis, therefore there wouldn't be any Yisra Diraisa. For the Gemara of the Dilma Zorak Lo Mizrak, but maybe you'll pick up the safe in Rishus Rabin, and you'll throw it straight into the house into Rishus Yochid. And in that you'll be Chayiv. The Yomar Rabbi Yechonin Moida Ben Azai Bezerik, that Ben Azai is Moida. If you throw it through a Carmelis into Rishus Yochid, if you're standing in Rishus Rabin, and you take a Chayfas and throw it through the Carmelis into Rishus Yochid, then you're Chayiv. Ben Azai only says if you're walking, and your feet is walking over the Carmelis, so Mahalach is Koymid. By walking, your feet is touching the ground, it's considered like you're stopping on the ground. But if you stand through it straight through, then you would be Chayiv. So why aren't we afraid here? If the Sefer falls even 2 amas into Rishus Rabin. Again, you're standing in this scuba that's a Carmelis. It'll fall in front of you into Rishus Rabin. Why aren't we afraid that maybe both sides of the Sefer will fall in Rishus Rabin? You'll go there to pick it up, and you'll throw it straight into Rishus Yochid. There'll be an Issa D'Raisa. So you shouldn't be allowed to at all roll it up. If the Gemara Poshid, Omer Rav Acha Bar Avom, Zoy Se Meris, Ein Lezarkin, Kisvi HaKodesh. The Mir Tzorayi, you're not allowed to throw Svarim. We're not afraid somebody will stand outside and throw it inside his house. That's a bizoin, you're not allowed to throw a Sefer. So Melu, the only way to do is to walk it. So this Bryce is going to leave with the Ben Azai, that if you walk with the Sefer through the Carmelis, you put them in the Raisam. Therefore the Rabbanon don't make any Xeris. It's only us there if it goes away, Dal Damis. Alright, that was Sefer's question. According to Ben Azai, why are you ever chayiv if you walk 4 amis and the Rishus Rabin, the Chur, as soon as you walk one step, let's say as if you stop there. Then you take another step as if you stop there also. So you never walk down Damas in one straight flow. You always stop in between. So that's what he says, that's cheating, that's halacha l'moshim sinai. And even Ben Azai is moida. If your mamish walk Dal Damas and Rishus Rabin, for that the Torah was mechayiv you. Ben Azai is only saying if you walk through a Carmelis. If you walk from Rishus Rabin through a Carmelis into Rishus Yochid, then you put them. Because by walking over another Rishus, it's considered as if you stopped there, and therefore you put them. Right, our Mishnah says, Hoyekura Bereisha Gag. Next part of the Mishnah says, if you're reading the Sefer on top of your roof, and it falls down, yeah, so it says, look, but if it didn't reach the bottom 10, you're allowed to roll it up. If it reached the bottom 10 tochim, then Hoyekura Alaksav. That's the Yehuda Shita. No, that's the Tanakama Shita. That you have to turn it over, that the Sav is facing the wall. For the Gemara, Mishori is a mutter to do that, to turn the Sefer upside down. For your Tanya, people that are writing Svarim, Sefer Torah, Tfilin and Mezuzas, you're not allowed to take a Sefer and turn it like this, upside down. To turn the Sefer upside down is a design. It's not nice to make the Sefer go upside down. Plus, you have a Tfilin or a Mezuzah, you're not allowed to turn it upside down. Up in there, Ella Pura Salem, if you want to leave it, what do you have to do? You have to put on top of it a piece of cloth. Ella Pura Salem, that's a beggar. Put a beggar on top of it. That's the covet. But not to turn it upside down. And here we're saying, if the Sefer rolled out of your hand, and it's rolling down the side of the wall, don't let it stand outwards, but rather turn it upside down, turn it backwards, that the Sefer faces the wall. I used to be Zoyin. You have to Gemara push it. It would be nice just to put a cloth over it. But here you can't do it. The whole Sefer, like 20 feet of the Sefer rolled down, you don't have a cloth so big. Here we're talking about Sam, you have this filling or mezuzah here, so just cover it up, that's nicer. Now here, where the Sefer is rolled down from the top of the roof to the floor, if you can let it be rolled out like this, that the Ksav sticks outwards, that's a bigger Mizoyin. So therefore it's nice if you turn it backwards, that the Ksav is facing the wall, that people don't see the Ksav, here it's less of a Mizoyin. That's why if you have no other Eitzah, so you're allowed to do this. So what's the Eitzah? It says you can't roll it up, you have to just turn it upside, you have to turn it, the Ksav face the wall. But what's the Tanakama Shita? That once one side of the Sefer reached the Yutfachim of the ground, it came into the Avar of the Shusarabin, you're not allowed to be goylich. You can't roll it up to you. Freshmar, why not? V'holaynach. The Havamin of the Stam is hanging in the air. There's not even an Issam of the Rabbonin. Kolzaman, one side didn't rest on the ground, there should not even be an Issam of the Raisa. It didn't rest, there's no even Akir at all. Omar Rova, the Kaisa Meshupa. We're talking about, no, the wall is slanty. We're talking about now, the kaisel, the wall is a slanty wall. So you're standing over here, and the Sefer rolled down. So it didn't like this down, roll down and hanging, it rolled down along the wall. So the mind of the Sefer is resting on the wall. The locker of the wall is in Rosh Hashanah, the tenth fochim of the wall is considered like in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, if it's resting, the Sefer is rolled down, resting on the wall. If it reached the bottom tenth fochim of the wall, it's considered like the bottom part is resting in the Rosh Hashanah. Then it's awesome with the Rabbanon to roll it up. That's the Tanakh Hamashita. You can't roll it up if it reached tenth fochim of the ground. Now the Gemara of a Kaisel Meshupa, it's a slanty wall. How are you saying, what is the Mishnah talking about? That the wall is slanty. What is the next Monday? Even though it didn't reach the ground, it's only off the ground. Mamasha needles length, the width. It's mamasha small, very small away from, very small away from the ground. Still it's mutter to bring it up. Is goyla yesli? Is a kasha vo nachle? Why is it mutter? What do you mean it's a needle's space away from the ground, but it's mamish resting on the kaisel? If you're telling me the kaisel is slanty, so why? What do I care if it's off the ground, the tefach, or mashu? It's resting though. It also should be yosa. Like, why is it you to say the svara, kozman is not reaching the ground? What do I care if it doesn't reach the ground? But the chavis is resting on the wall, and the wall is the Rishus Rabim here. Have the Gemara Chasuri Nesulachikatoni. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way the Mishnah should say. When is our Mishnah talking about that says that if it goes down within 10 Tfachim, it's Osir, you can't roll it up? That's because of Meshupa. You're talking right. If the wall is a slanty wall, that the one side of the Sefer rolled down is resting on the wall, that's called its Munach, and 10 Tfachim of the ground is Rosh Hashanah, it's Osir, the Rabbanon to roll it up. True. Ah, well, because of Meshupa, but what about